Okay, Ernie, we're going to start with you on question number two. And we're going to go to Ernie, then Barbara, then Stacy, then Kyle. The question is, with the expected growth in American Fork in the next few years, how are you going to prepare yourself and the city to deal with that growth? We're not the first city to quickly double in size.
This is really the main reason that I decided to run was growth that's coming up. I think I'm well placed. Like I said, I've lived in 11 states with my wife around the country, and we've lived in areas that were static, and we had great housing prices, and we lived in places where we couldn't afford to do anything other than rent a small apartment. So I'm well versed in how growth can affect the community. And I think I'm also well placed to help American Fork grow. One of the things that I've been doing is I'm president of the American Fork Metropolitan Water Board, and so we have been working on making sure American Fork has enough water, and that's drinking water underground and also our irrigation water. So I've been doing that, and in that I've found that it's much greater than water. You've got to roll everything into it, and one of the biggest things that we've got to do is we've got to maintain our quality of life while we grow. And I think that's one of the jobs of the city council, is to listen to its citizens and say, what services do you want? How much do you want to pay for them? And then work with them to come up with what we need to do. I think a great example was the impact fees. I hate to see the impact fees increase, but as this city grows, we needed them. If we didn't get them ahead of the curve and tried to catch up behind the curve, it costs us a lot more money. A great example is our pressurized irrigation system. If we would have put it in 12 years before, it would have been $15 million. Instead, we spent $47 million. So I think that that's one of the examples we needed to get ahead of the curve of growth.
Okay. Our city planning commission works tirelessly as all volunteers, and they do a great job to get things prepared for roads. They study arterial roads, conductor roads, the different types of roads. They place them so that they're spread out so that people can get where they want to. That's an example of just what we do. We need to be prepared ahead of time before the growth comes in. Of course, it's always coming, but you need to prepare ahead so that you're not caught behind something and then you're making strides trying to catch up. There are many things that are needed, things like a new fire station, so that we can better serve the people who are here. The impact fees are nothing more than paying for the impact that they have on the current residents, or, you know, so that the current residents aren't paying for new people who come. They're paying their share and not expecting other people to pay their share. It's fair to everybody. The studies are good. We just need to be prepared and listen to everybody around. Thank you.
Okay, I think the question is assuming that we haven't already prepared for growth, because I think the city has done a lot of things to prepare for growth. We have, we know about the statistics. We have planned for a new fire station and a police station annexed to the fire station. We're planning for more water lines. We're doing continual adjustments to our impact fees. And it's something that we are continuing to do. And I think that I would like to continue in that same vein. But one thing I would like to point out is that part of this, and Barbara alluded to this, part of this is going out and talking to citizens, going out and talking to city staff and seeing where the problems are. And I would say that takes a lot of work. And that is something that really needs to be taken into account, is that you need somebody who is willing to put forth a lot of work. Having a lot of growth is a good problem to have in most cases. It means that your city is doing a good job. The people want to live there. But you have to be able to work hard and catch up with the growth that is happening. One thing that I'm really interested in is the transit-oriented development that has been happening and that will be happening down by the Front Runner Station. Having a knowledge of what makes a good transit-oriented development is something that is really important in order to make that area the jewel that it can be. And that's something that I have tried to educate myself on.
When it comes to growth, obviously, there are several key things here. Obviously, staying ahead of the game, as the other three candidates have mentioned here, is the most important thing, staying ahead of it and realizing what's coming into the city. I think it's also important, obviously, the growth is going to happen south of the freeway. And one of the most probably critical things is speaking with those people who own land down there to determine what their plan of attack is. Certainly, if you own land around the Front Runner Station, having a high-density area housing makes sense. Just a couple weeks ago, we had people that showed up to city council meeting that were upset that the city was going to approve a high-density housing around the Front Runner Station. It's important that we speak with the landowners down there to determine what their plan of attack is, to make sure that high-density is going in where high-density makes sense and low-density housing is being placed where low-density housing is acceptable or makes common sense. We all know that Front Runner is used and is getting bigger and bigger. We can definitely look to, I would say, the Farmington Station as a way. Look at other cities. Look at the way they've done things. Learn from them. I think that Farmington Station is a great example of a well-planned TOD, a transit-oriented district, where there's both citizens that can live there, people can work there. And so I'd say the most important thing is staying ahead of the game and being well-informed and learning from others' mistakes and, you know, the good that they've done. So